You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Minister of Transport Michael Wood today announced five prospective options for a new Waitemata Harbour crossing, with construction beginning in 2029 instead of the previously announced 2040s. I spoke to urban planning researcher Dr. Tim Welch about the new announcement and his thoughts on a new harbour crossing.
Well, it seems like we've been talking about it for a long time, so it's interesting to see it finally kind of develop as a set of options. There's five options now, so it seems a bit of a headache to figure out which one we would go forward. It certainly seems like an interesting way to go.
What's the current demand on the existing Harbour Bridge at the moment?
Well, we do see a lot of congestion right now on the Harbour Bridge because it's mostly restricted to just cars crossing, and the growth in demand for vehicle travel continues to grow. But we have seen in recent years the growth of traffic on the bridge somewhat flattened. So it's not quite rising as fast as we've seen it in past decades.
What options have been proposed by Waka Kotahi for a new crossing, and what are their pros and cons?
Well, essentially we have five options that are very similar, with only one option not having a tunnel. So we essentially are looking at either putting a tunnel under the water for cars or light rail, or a combination of cars and light rail, and then putting pedestrians and cyclists and possibly light rail on a bridge as a second crossing with a few more car lanes. So they're all kind of iterations of the same combinations.
What do you think needs to be prioritized in a new crossing?
Well, what's positive to see in these options, and what I think is important, is figuring out ways that we can get active and public modes across the harbor in a more efficient manner. So ways that we can prioritize public transport, whether that's bus lanes or light rail, really is important to kind of reduce the demand for cars to cross the harbor, and allowing people to cross that harbor outside of a vehicle. So safe ways to get people on bikes across are really important. So I would say that's probably the number one thing I would look at in all of these options.
Does a new harbor crossing need to include more options for cars?
Well, that's a tough question. I think everybody kind of falls on one side or the other of the car and traffic issue. What we could argue is that if we provide better options for public transport and cycling options, and to some degree walking options, it'll significantly reduce the demand for the existing car lanes. So including more car lanes would not be necessary. In addition, when we add more car lanes, this kind of results in something we call induced demand. So more people tend to drive as we add more car lanes, and we don't actually alleviate congestion, we just create more of it. So if we provide alternatives to getting in the car, we may be able to actually just hold the capacity for cars steady.
How would the proposed options link up with the wider transport network?
Yeah, a lot of focus is just on how we're going to extend the light rail network over to the North Shore. So most of it is figuring out how you would get those trains across the harbor, whether they're in a tunnel or on a bridge, and then connecting up close to Takapuna or Birkenhead with either the bus network there, or I think eventually converting part of that bus network into light rail as well. So there aren't a lot of specifics in the proposal so far, but as we get more detail, we'll know better how these connections might be made.
Do you think a new harbour crossing is something that's needed and a worthy investment in terms of, I think there's estimates for kind of 15 to 25 billion. Is this the best way we could spend money to alleviate pressure off this crossing?
Yeah, every time we talk about spending money, we always ask whether there's better ways to spend that money. And this is certainly a huge amount. So the cheapest option we're looking at is estimated right now about $15 billion. And that's just a second bridge. And it would take several years, over a decade, to build this as well. If we compare this to how long it took us to build the first Harbor Bridge, it was about 4 years, and it cost, in today's dollars, less than $300 million. So we're talking about a substantial increase in kind of the cost that we paid before in crossing. So I think we could probably find ways to more efficiently get other modes like public transport and cyclists over the bridge by using our existing capacity, even if that means what people don't want to hear necessarily, but taking a lane from cars to do this really quickly and for much cheaper. You know, but it also means that we have to have some political willpower to do that.
That was Dr. Tim Welch on the new plan for a Waitemata Harbour crossing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.